Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza by Hamas, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Over the weekend, Israeli forces recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza. Among them, 23-year-old American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Israel's military said they had been killed recently by Palestinian Hamas militants. The developments have sparked criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy. Meanwhile, Israelis are also ramping up pressure on Netanyahu. Protesters took to the streets again on Monday, staying out late into the night in Tel Aviv.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Britain's foreign minister David Lammy said on Monday Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said the decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban or arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. Russian forces are advancing faster in eastern Ukraine than they've done for a long time, taking several square kilometers per day, President Vladimir Putin said on Monday, as Moscow's forces tried to smash through a Ukrainian defensive line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged the difficulties in the east, particularly near the city of Pokrovsk, but said Russia's military had made no further advances in the past 2 days.